I'm Drisen Sai. Time for the Daily Market Wrap this Friday, April 26, 2024. A gauge of Asian equities headed for their best week since November this Friday. Tech stocks drove today's rally following stellar earnings from Microsoft and Google's parent firm Alphabet overnight, almost eclipsing the U.S. economy's slower-than-expected first-quarter growth of 1.6%. Traders also reacting to movements of the yen, officially hitting a 34-year low after the Bank of Japan kept its benchmark rate unchanged. Here at home, Philippine shares now on their fourth weekly loss, despite the PSE index returning to the 6,600 level. A special focus also on the Philippine peso as the currency nears 58 to the dollar. But First Metro's Christina Ulang is staying optimistic.
The equities market looking for a safer haven, alternative assets, and so investors try to lighten up. But hopefully, the start of accumulation could happen because we have this April being seasonally low. We're exiting April, and I think May we're gonna see a recovery, sustained recovery. We're seeing a weakness in the Philippine peso, but it doesn't reflect any negative fundamentals, any weakening of the general fundamentals of the Philippines, because we continue to see very positive numbers.
In corporate stories, the SM Group's freight and passenger operator To-Go eyes further expanding its fleet this year. It launched this Friday its latest Roro passenger vessel, set to cater to travelers in top Philippine destinations and high-trade routes including Iloilo, Bacolod, and Cagayan. MV Masigla is To-Go's fourth vessel in its fleet with a 400 seating capacity. SMIC's Teresita Sikoson says a fifth vessel will set sail this year, particularly for leisure purposes.
There's a lot of things to do in the on the ship. So the leisure travel starts when you board the ship. It will follow the air travel. So for those people who like to travel leisurely, not on the bus or not on the plane, they can always come here. And we have a lot of spaces for cargoes, for luggages.
In company earnings, Robinson's Retail posts a significantly higher quarterly net income. It jumped to 5.2 billion pesos from the 683 million in 2023. Net sales were also higher thanks to sales from new stores and sustained demand in its food retail and drugstore segments. Meanwhile, Philex Mining's profit down significantly in the first quarter. Core net income, revenues, and EBITDA all lower as the firm cites higher gold prices, which it said provided tailwinds for its Silangan and Padcal mines. And finally, Philinvest Land and KMC Community launch a joint venture to foray into the co-working business solutions. FLI says the new entity, R Space Solutions, will cater to the growing demand for co-working spaces here at home. The JV will be tasked to establish, operate, and develop flexible workspaces, such as private service office seats and co-working arrangements within commercial buildings. That is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in